Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us His grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of His kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
So in the first service, we established that a sacred place as two constituents for building faith, which is what and what? Meditate, revelation of God's word, meditation and word, prayer. You know, God's word had said to us before that the victory that overcomes the world is our faith. That simply means if there is no faith, there is no victory. Hallelujah to Jesus. And the secret place is where faith is built. Where faith is built. In other words, what God has said is not the victory. Our faith is the victory. Our faith in what God has said is the victory. The wise revelation. Why did He say sin? Of course. Then we have some unraveling. We had done that before. Romans 6:6. The old man of sin is dead. Isn't it? 6:7. He that is dead is free from sin. Romans 8:3. What the Lord couldn't do in that was weak because of the flesh, God did it. He defeated sin in flesh. Romans 8:2, for the law of the spirit of life in Christ has made me free from the law of sin and death. Colossians 3:1, for if we died with Christ and are resurrected with Christ, then He said, seek those things that are above, where Christ is, not the things beneath. Now, these are the strong reasons why we can't live in sin. And God says we should be prosperous. There are scriptures to back it up. Are we together? So the grace of God for prosperity is available. Are we together? We had seen that He gives power to make wealth. That's how He gives money, by giving you the ability to make money. He gives ideas. He gives capacity in all areas, and etc. Gives you a talent as a tool to what? Make money. It doesn't give you physical cash. And there are revelations, a lot of revelations to back it up. When He wanted to build a temple, when He told Moses to build a temple, He said, for I have put my wisdom of architecture and etc. in some of your members. He now mentioned their name and said Moses should get them. Now if Moses get them, they will get the work done in no time. Are we together? That's why I believe in church, whatever you know you can do to make church better, do it. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You can't be seated and church is failing an area, you say, they are not doing it well. You can just criticize. You feel you can help, but you're not helping. It's wrong. Are we together? So like I was saying, revelation first, then prayer. Now, the revelation is there. What do you do with the revelation? That's when meditation comes. You begin to imagine yourself in those pictures that you saw by the word of God. Even though Satan was trying to paint the wrong pictures in your heart. 2 Corinthians 10 and 4, from verse 4 to verse 5. Let's read it together. It says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds. Let me see in the TPT rendition how it sounds. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but are mighty through God to pulling down strongholds. The classic amplified. It says, for the weapons of our warfare are not physical weapons of flesh and blood, but they are mighty before God for the overthrow and destructions of what? Strongholds. Next part of scripture. Not physical weapon. Inasmuch as we refute arguments and what? Theories. and what? Reasonings. And every proud and lofty thing that sets itself up against the true knowledge of God. See how we fight. The knowledge of God is there in your heart. You've heard God's word. Then theories will start coming. Reasonings will start coming. Just like when Peter was looking at God. You know, he was seeing the word of God. And walking on water because his eyes were on God's word. All of a sudden, when the trouble was so much, reasoning came, logic came. He tend to see the problem. And of course, he got a theory from the temptation he was seeing, from the trial he was seeing. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? And all of a sudden, what happened? He started sinking. He needed to fight at that moment. Because it's warfare. The weapons are not physical. Though the sea is raging, but it is, that's not how you fight. You don't look for a canoe at that point, Peter. You're supposed to stay on God's word. Keep on looking. You know, the fight, Satan is fighting to make sure your focus is not on God's word. That's why the theories and the reasonings are rising in your heart. So that your focus is not on God's word. That's why he's bringing the trials and the temptation and the heat. He wants you to just lose focus. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? As long as your gaze is not on God's word, you start sounding like the theories and the reasonings, and of course, he will defeat you. He will start sinking like Peter. A very physical example. A very wonderful prophetic example to see in scriptures. You start sinking in the situation. Sinking. Why? You are concentrating on the situation. Forget the situation. Forget the present situations. Paul said, for our light afflictions are but for a moment. He said, making for us a far exceeding weight of God's glory. You see that? Exceeding weight. He said, for the sufferings of this present time cannot be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us. The glory is so much. You will find no connection with these days when you enter into your days of glory. You will never remember some of these days. It was a time that you had two shoes. You can't remember again. Because you are in abundance. He said it has nothing to do with these days of beauty. Tell somebody, keep beauty. Don't lose heart. So you see, the reasonings and choice would try to fight against the word of God. If the word of God is true, then why this? When you stand on God's word, you refuse to fear. It's like a pilot. You may not see through the plane where you are going to, but you trust whatsoever, your map. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You're just following the map. Your compass, whatsoever you're using, you are following it. You're just pointing the rudder to the map direction, just going, and by faith you see them arrive there. Isn't it? That's how it is with us. And sometimes the pilot may face a situation up there, isn't it? He may face a situation. What situation? The atmosphere may not be so nice. Suddenly there's a problem, but he will still trust. He's not looking at the wind or anything. He's trusting. Is he on the right? Okay, he's on the map. Okay, and let's rest. They can rest for a while. Do you know some of them rest? Do you know? You don't know pilots sleep? Not deep sleep like that. It's one kind of sleep like that. Just sleep small and check. They are not even looking at the window to see whether there's a car coming or there's a plane coming in their direction. They are just looking. They set it, they know that in 2 hours they will be in this direction. So, oh boy, if time reach, wake me up. Then maybe the other one is watching. Then when this one will not sleep. Okay, some of you thinking you are on the air for 24 hours. You will have mind. Some of you that travel by air. 24 hours, you are traveling. Almost 10 hours, 20 hours, somebody is on the air. Some of them will even sleep. Some of them will put it on airplane mode and do the video. You are up there. What if the person is sleeping? Do you trust the person and reach? That's how it is with God's word. In the beginning of the year, they say it's your year of working on the impossibility. Oh yeah, fire, glory. But it seems like it's your year of working in impossibilities. At the middle of the year, what do you do? What has God said at the beginning? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You may not What is happening now has no connection with that. Mm-mm, force yourself. No. It's my year of walking on, not in. You start insisting. Theories are rising from your heart. You are bringing them down. Every stronghold that seems to raise itself above the knowledge of Christ, you are bringing them in captivity. You subject them to quiet. In the name of Jesus. Remember, it is as a man thinketh in his heart that he is. If your situation is true, why is Satan trying to paint a wrong picture to just make you believe it's actually true? It's not true. As you begin to believe God's word, you see oppositions rising from your heart. He knows what is happening in our heart. That's where the victory happens first. It happens here before it happens in the physical. If it does not happen in your heart, you will not see it in your life. So no, I can't walk in sin. It's a fight, oh. I can't walk in sin. And this somebody that's been addicted for over 20 years saying, I can't walk in sin. So I can't walk in sin. In the name of Jesus. Satan now brings an idea. You that's been addicted for 20 years, you just want to stop in one day? No. Didn't you hear that other pastor that day in that other church on TV? He said they stop sin small, small. The other one said, the righteous is a saint that sins sometimes. Didn't you get it? So brother, you can't stop me sin sometimes. You see, we will not be hearing everybody. Because what we teach you, do come confuse you. Some, not everybody. But do we know what that the ones you are hearing? So we'll create an administration to tell you, listen to God's word from here. Because he will give you pastors after his own heart. So we need like 20 pastors. This one will make me in the prophetic. That one will make me in the apostolic. You are just ignorant of the things of God. He said, I will raise evangelists and prophets and blah, blah, blah for the perfecting of the saints. And that's why Paul had the impetus in 1 Corinthians 11. Follow me as I follow Christ. Because he knows he alone, full of the Holy Spirit, as a pastor of our people, can bring all them into destiny if they can listen. But when they were listening to other people, there was a problem. Then, oh ye world, foolish Galatians. Firstly, this is how it starts. Did God say, that's my pastor? Did God tell me that's my pastor? Okay, if that's my pastor, then I trust the structure of the Holy Spirit. But if that's not my pastor, I can be suspicious. So I want to read the Capacity Woman. It's not like it's bad. But what if you go and see something there that when you start believing it and we're preaching here, you know, you start arguing with us? What then happens? Because a lot of times, when you know something in a direction, in an area, if the real truth in that area comes, you fight it. Because the first thing you knew was a lie. And that's why the Bible says, when one is skilled in the world of righteousness, and his senses are what? He can now know the difference between what? What if you go to start knowing the difference of between good and evil before you had the database that should help you to know the difference between good and evil? Or what if your own database is wrong and now you are claiming you know the difference between good and evil? That's a problem. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Some people now who are claiming they know the difference between good and evil, what they have is a wrong database. They say man should marry man. They think that the knowledge they have is so sufficient to teach them life. That's their light of life. They think a human being can marry cats. Recently, I saw a writing, an article, while I was reading Facebook. I think it's Science Discovery Channel or something. What was this? They say there's something that's been added to the LGBT. I was just like, when I was reading, I was doing my hand like this. So which one is this one again? What was it that the way me and Mama T, and let me not use the way me and Mama T, okay, it will be biased. Come, let me just use it. They will now say, why did I use Pastor Emma and his wife? Why did I not use my own? But I'm pastor, sit down, Mama T. Let me use members. Come, it's your wife. Come. So the way Pastor Emma is here now with his wife, huh? There's a this thing I've started now. Eh? Oh, wow. Oh yeah, no. There's a this thing I've started now. Amen. Okay, I'm going to let go. something now. They say a particular lady, for instance. Who wants to be the lady? Stand up. Any lady now, just stand up. Now, oh, wow. This would not want to be in this example. Okay, QAD, call your name, stand up. So imagine, for instance, this is what they discovered, though. That now Kira likes the way they are enjoying their marriage. She admires their marriage so much that she wants to be part of the marriage. People of God, you are hearing it. The way you are doing me, I started doing my hand like this. I said, wait, which can this one be, this thing be that? So now she doesn't only admire the marriage, she wants to be part of the couple. Now they now accepted it in the, they now say, okay, it's a good idea. They now added it to the LGBT, this thing. I don't know if a man, because it's only a woman that I saw that some people like the, I don't know why they didn't want man. It's like men, I, men have sense. God, men. They allowed women to be the ones who admire. They did not allow men. I don't know that it works for the opposite sex too. When I saw it, I said, which kind of rubbish be this? I said, I did my hand like this. What are we looking for in this world? One day, do not say a goat is admiring a couple. Or a couple is admiring a goat. And they want to be part of the goats. So nobody will stand up when a demon just pee on his head. He will not come. And be telling us rubbish. Please sit down. So that's it, though. They've added it to the LGBTs, whatsoever. You know, these lesbians, they are what? Gays, they are what? Bisexuals, they are. They are what? Transgender. Those ones that say they don't want to be men, they want to be women. And the women that say they want to be men. And many others, they are what again? Yes, I mean, what did they call them? You people mad are knowing this, you study them. All right, hallelujah to Jesus. The way you know them very well, what did carry you go know all those things? It's everywhere, but you people know too much. Oh, go to where we were. Hallelujah to Jesus. I'm wondering, and people are falling a victim of all these things. Do you know some people would have not been lesbian if nobody ever knew the word lesbianism? When they saw that knowledge, it opened possibilities for them to express their demons too. It's so funny. The Bible said, go back to where we were. If these theories and reasonings come, you're supposed to what? Subject them. So the reason why I'm seeing them is because some people refused, could not subject them. They allowed them fine expression. You're supposed to subject them before you cheat on your wife or husband or boyfriend or girlfriend. It first comes as an idea. When it comes as an idea, what are you supposed to do? Subject before you lie. It's an idea first, Abby. When you see the idea, what do you do? Subject. There's nothing we do in this world that doesn't come as an idea first. Abby, is there anything? You know, I heard one people explaining sin, they say unconscious sin, I'd be something like that. These are our semi new creation guys. I was hearing the pastor, he said there is sin of, how did he put himself? No, that's not the real word he used. Willful sin and unwillful sin. So I said, which one is unwillful one? As you are moving, you just told the man go unwillfully. You didn't want to steal, but the stealing you just, you know, one was not interpreting the Bible. Said, it is not me that sin, but the sin that lives in me. What now made me angry was the people now say, oh, kabahe, kabahe. I say, hey, are they from Kaba? Is it, you know, it's a part of scripture like that. Paul was going somewhere, they stopped on the journey. And concluded at that point. Are you all listening to me? We have to be very careful. The That's why Paul said, guard your heart and the information that gets your heart. Remember? If you don't guard the information that gets your heart, when you are faced with trials and temptation, you just fall a prey to the devil. Do you know why we're still having more lesbians? Because it started before. So now, a lady is in depression now. Her boyfriend broke her heart. She trusted him with the whole of her life. All of her life. She felt like this is the one. She trusted him. Blah, 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 blah. Has fought it her mother for him, fought it her father. In fact, they've removed her from the family group on WhatsApp because of that guy. Then one day, she just opened his door and saw him with another lady. You broke my heart. Oh my God. I can't believe this. Am I dreaming? Oh my God. 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 I got dead. This Johnny, you're wicked. And she goes back home, pictures in her heart. She's now remembering the sacrifice, the 1 million she has sent, the 500k she stole from her father. How she has been an understanding girlfriend. You know, that's why some people don't want to be understanding girlfriend again. You see some girls who post on their status. I saw that one. She used to be somebody I used to know. We went to write and pursue me somewhere. So somehow we knew. She said, if I ever become an understanding girlfriend for anybody, make I die. If you know if you spend, get out. I say, and that message, I say, really? Say, Pastor, you don't understand. That's why the discussion stopped. Because I already understand. I understand what happened. They've broken her heart. So such a lady that went and saw her husband, her boyfriend or whatsoever husband, they will go back, some of them. Satan will not initiate it. Men has come. So that one is still processing, exploding. Now it's becoming your confession. Man has come. Hello, sweetheart. Can I talk to you? If you don't leave my phone now, bastard. All of you are the same. I told you what happened on Facebook one time. I was seeing a woman celebrating her husband. They were in a room, just one bed. And he will leave the bed and sleep on the floor so that his wife and his daughter will sleep. So, very touching story. She now went and did birthday cake for him. She tried because of his sacrifice. And when she came home to give him, he started crying. He was crying. We're enjoying the whole thing. Then one lady just came and commented. See how he's crying like he will not cheat. I said, hey. See how he's crying. Hallelujah to Jesus. Then the lady just commented. See how he's crying like he will not cheat. I said, hey. Life has happened to this girl, I commented. She can't say any good thing again. In fact, there are some ladies on Facebook waiting for anybody thinking they are in love so that they will tell them the truth. See, you are in love. Mumu, I give you just 2 months. Sir, I don't check in WhatsApp, nothing there. There's timer. Say, men will stay in your wife, but no panic, you'll stay in your wife. Don't worry. He used to delete the WhatsApp. I've not seen anything. He's deleting it. He has 2 messenger. Some ladies can never believe anything. In fact, some have settled down. Now it's women. Go for women. Men are scum. That's the problem. I wanted to say something. I said it's even quite lenient for women. But I said, let me just not say it. The worst is men. This one, they say women broke their heart. They want to now follow men. Face your front. Are you a woman? Are they not the ones they call weaker vessels? You know, men have broken your heart. You're now saying you want to follow me. Are you okay? Are you not a man? You know, some men now, you see, they say, they broke my heart. I prefer men. Are you mad? If you are his friend, slap him and just start running. We are not friends again. Are you stupid? Get out. But do you know, funny enough, these are the reasons. There are some men too that they broke their hearts. Me, I've never been broke. They've not broken my heart. So I don't know. Do they really break men's heart? Men, do they really break people's heart? If you are a man here, they have ever broken your heart, can you wave your hand? What they do? Somebody will wave his hand at the back there. Richard, is it you? Okay. Richard, have they broken your heart? No. Are you sure? Wow. say if they've broken your heart, just wave to Jesus. Treasure, they've not broken your heart before. They broke your heart. Well, they don't wave your heart. They used to break men's heart. Okay, it's like you invest. Well, if they break your heart as a man, some men believe you didn't have orientation. That's why. If we gave you orientation, they would have not broken your heart. But I think they used to break men's heart. I've seen men that cry before. As a man, if you have cried for love, can I see you wave your hand? Don't lie. I know you want to be a man here. Just wave your hand. Small. Don't raise it too much. If you have cried for love, can you wave your hand? Have you not cried in my house before? You are not raising your hand. See, you people now, if I will start calling him. I was waiting for you since I was saying it. You were not answering. You want me to talk? If you have cried for love as a man, wave your hand. I'll call all of you. If you have cried, wave your hand. Richard, have you not cried? Wave your hand if you have cried. All of you now are leaving our chair in this WhatsApp group alone. It's okay, no problem. Let's save it like that. Amen. Maybe he forgot truly. I just reminded him. So maybe he truly forgot. Yes, because me, I witnessed it here, so I don't know why. You know. You know, many years ago, Oche came to my house to clean my house. The rest is history. He was just so my eyes were open. I said, "What seest thou?" So I asked the question. They answered me. I said, "The tea should finish." Ah, tears everywhere. Ah, yeah. That house, it was mopped with tears. Yes. So if you cry as a man, you have the potency to be heartbroken. Yes. No, well, let's just be sincere. They can break men's heart too. Yes. But the problem is when they break your heart now, you now say you want to become. Why? Why? Women finish for this word. And for women, men finish for this word. I cannot see men everywhere. Say, Pastor, you cannot tell who is who. Even yourself. It's Mama T that will tell us one day. See? Even pastors these days, they don't trust them. Because they've seen one or two pastors, what? Misbehave. That's why men of God will say, if you want to know a man of God, go and ask his wife. Am I a man of God? You are laughing now. You think I'm not a man of God. Am I a man of God? He heard her on my birthday. We can't remember. So she was saying, for my heart, it's not like she framed it. My father was showing me the video. He said, come and see what your wife said. Did she mean all these things? I said, yes. I said, that woman really loves you. You know, I wish your mom is like her. You needed to see that drama, daddy. Immediately he brought it to my mom. I started feeling not okay. Situation with Pastor Simon's wife was... My God, I just heard it's because she knows her husband. Okay, let me not talk. Let me close this chapter. Hallelujah to Jesus. So that's the reason why you see all of these stupid things finding expression. Are we together? Women don't trust men, men don't trust women, and plenty of it. Plenty of those issues. Many years ago, I was talking with a young lady I will never forget in Lagos. I was just talking with her. Oh, my eyes was open and I saw her in debt. Dead. And the interpretation was lesbianism. So I said to her, because the Holy Spirit did not say, I did not see a woman with a woman. You know, most of the time, the Holy Spirit will not show you somebody having sex with another person. The realm of the Spirit is pure. You just pick it. If you're a prophet that will see a man or a woman, it's you that know who is showing you all of those kind of things. You just speak it. Say, I saw you. Yes. No. The realm of the Spirit is decent. So I said to her, you should be careful. I was scared of saying lesbian. She didn't look like it. I said, young lady, please be very careful with your life, okay? I see you making some mistake that will cost you a lot. She was just looking at me. Believe me, that day I did not see lesbianism. I couldn't say it. I didn't know how to put it. What if I was wrong? I think a few days later, we now met again. So the professor I told you about, I hope you are being careful. You say yes. Well, I just forgot about it. Then, can I talk to you if you don't mind? Okay. Well, there was this relationship. I trusted this guy. Okay. Then he got me pregnant. And blah, blah, blah. So he did not take me serious and I aborted the baby. Okay. Then there's this lady. This woman, she's a soldier, but she's very taking care of me. Okay. And she introduced me to a life. Okay. What life? Lesbianism. I was shocked. So his Satan was waiting with his agent for the heart, for somebody to break her heart. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Do you know if they didn't, ladies, they did not break ladies' heart in this world, they would have preferred men than all of this rubbish people are seeing today. But as Satan opened the door, he now inspired many cheaters. Many cheaters for men, especially. The cheating ability now increased. Some of you who cheat on women don't know that you are the reason why lesbianism is still travailing. We are trying to stop it, you are still cheating on women. As we are removing them from hell, you are recruiting more into hell. Because when you cheat, a lady is in five relationships, they've cheated. You don't see her sit down. Satan will start lying to her. Women are better. You see a woman boldly stand up and say, that's my husband. What? We are happily married. How? And no regrets. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? No regret. No, they did not say it one kind. They said it with their full chest. You know, I'm not taking men serious if you observe me since. Then man will not stand somewhere and say, that's my husband. Are you mad? If you see, if you observe me, if I talk about men, well, I used to feel like they have problem. You are looking heavy like this. That's my wife. Or I'm the wife. With your muzzle. You are the wife. Then you see the husband, one slim guy, say, I'm the man. That's it. It's a devil. Disorder on the head. Cheating is a disorder. You have a wife, beautiful wife, very beautiful wife, very beautiful wife, like my wife. Then you go out there and you now see another woman, beautiful woman. If you observe, I do not see very beautiful woman. That one now is entering your wife. Your beautiful wife is a homo. Very beautiful. Is another one that is entering your eye? Is that all darkness? Many years ago, I used to have this neighbor. Many years ago. I started studying the scripture to understand the nature of sin because of him. Because I've never seen that kind of thing in my life before. That is not, his own is not every day. His own can be three times a day. I'm not kidding you. I'm being 100% serious. And he had money. He was working in a very good place as an engineer. So, you will just see one lady today. If it was one every day, it would have been bad, but not too bad than this one I'm seeing. Then, as one is going, one is coming. You see him stretching outside. Pastor, are you there now? And another person is coming. You see me peeping through. I became amiable. You see me peeping through. I'm trying to understand. I would not write nature of sin. How bad is the nature of sin? Small children, underage, people's grandmother, those ones, they are just coming. If you need help, you enter. If you smile too much, you come. I remember one day, he said, Pastor, I don't see your sister now. I said, where did you see my sister? My sister just came to school. He said, I saw one lady. She's your sister's friend. And I said, I mean, come back. My brother is there. And I'm like, Pastor, you have five sisters. I looked at him like this. I did not answer. I said, thank you. He said, Pastor, you don't tell me since. And I said, for what? Why should I tell you I have a sister? He said, no, I should not admit you. I always hear nobody visit you. You are just like you are the only one in this town. I said, no, I have sister now. You are sick today. He said, okay. why is your sister fine now? I said, see. What is this name they call you? I know his name. I said, what is this name they call you? You see, this is your thing you are doing. I beg, if you're near my side, I will finish you. I said it with love. I said, I will finish you. He said, oh, Pastor, take it easy now. No one reached that level. I said, it has reached the level. If you near my sister, I'll finish. He said, Pastor, I won't be calling number, but the way you talk. I said, you wanted me to give you my sister's number. Are you mad? Do you know we didn't talk for like 2 weeks? And I was okay before he came and apologized. And the funniest part of it, he has a wife. That's the funniest part. He has wife. You know the bad part of everything? The wife used to cook for me. And I couldn't tell. How will I tell? If it's you, will you tell? Oh, yeah, looking at me one kind now, as the pastor would have said. How will I talk? Do I have any relationship with her? She just came to the compound, was praying on lap. In the morning, she said, man of God, the way you were praying, I was so touched. I attend Zuzu church. She called her church name. She said, Kai, man of God, can I be giving you food? They say you are not married. I said, no. He said, no, Pastor, please. At least. That's my husband's house, blah, blah, blah. So I can be giving me, I'm already married. So it's not all of those sisters. I said, oh, okay, if you don't mind. Salad and fried rice, chicken, swallow. Hey! As I'm eating, my conscience is doing me one kind. It means she leave the same day as she's going, as he's coming from back, he's carrying another one. If you see him when the wife is around, saint. And there are many, not just one, many people like that. Now, as I'm talking now, you are wondering, thank God, me, I'm a Christian, I cannot be like that. If you don't have a secret place, you can be like that. You can be like that. There are boys in church who have asked more than 5 girls out at the same time. If you ask them what is worrying them too, they don't know. But they just want to ask out. You see, ask out. It's that small. As you keep on following it, you know, it starts small. For instance, you are doing just Facebook love. You think it's nothing. A time will come, you have confidence to start talking to them physically. A time will come, you now buy a car. You see? Then this love of God that is extra will now be in your heart. That is beyond love. Any fine sister on the road, woo, sister, where are you going? Where goest thou? Say, I'm going to my place of work and bike. I say, bike? You have passed like 12 brothers on the road. When they try to stop you, you even tell them, waka. Where goes that? To your work? Under this kind of sun? No. I cannot be alive and watch you be suffering. Enter the car. Let me take you to where you are supposed to go to. It's small. Kuna jinako? Dwell in the secret place of the Most High. You go through several seasons, but dwell there. You know, one of the training is, he will tell you don't chat with girls again for 2 years. I just said somebody in the space, I'll go die with that now. It's don't chat with anybody. Just be talking with your brothers, your sisters, your friends alone. Don't chat with any lady. Especially your ex. There are some of you that are still talking with your ex. You say, don't talk with your ex. Have you observed people who used to have ex? They will now enter a new relationship and be thinking of their ex. You're with the ex all this while, you were not thinking of her. As you enter a new relationship, you are not thinking of your ex. It's Satan, do you know? There's nothing there. If you go back, you'll still be misbehaving the way you were misbehaving. You think you are missing something. What are you missing? Especially when your present find your trouble, when you get annoyed, you now remember your ex. The trouble that one had, if you had gotten that trouble, is heaven you would think of if they find that trouble. You know, some people will be in a good relationship, one small thing they want to break up. Small thing. She just tell you that you have big head, you want to break up. What is there? Super Simon, why would she say I have big head? Calm down, I understand me. Now, I was judging a relationship issue. See, he even told me, sir, what killed me? She said, I'm stupid. I say me. Me, the man. Do you know at the beginning of the relationship, if they told you you were stupid, you'd have said, oh, you're cute for saying that. But now, and sometimes it's because you don't know how to act as a young man. You just enter a relationship scattered. Enter a relationship, you'll be visiting anyhow. Every day, I'm at your junction. I'm at your junction. Most is. See, finish, I've entered. Now, anything you talk, they are angry. Because they are seeing your face every day. And ladies can be like that too. The guys they've not dated, they think they are better than the ones they are dating. See that Brother Johnson, he doesn't talk. This is my own talkative. He doesn't even greet me. That's why I like him. But this one, he greets everybody in the community. Even the rats. Whatever you have not come close to, you will respect most times. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? That's how it is for even guys. You are in a relationship, your own is telling you you are stupid, you have big head. I'm not saying she's right. You admire one girl that works in church like this. Pater Nostra, qui es in cielo. Ah! Oche, have you seen that girl? Sister Mercy is a soul from heaven. She's an angel. You need to see how she walk. The other day when Pastor asked her a question in church, see how she was talking, it was like milk. She talks so soft. But precious. Before you say one, she has reached there and come back here. I'm just using it for example. I'm not saying that's out there. Then you want me to date that one, are they mad? Maybe date her, but now Mercy I go marry. You'll be shocked when you go to Mercy. And you see that Mercy is only merciful in church. When Mercy finds home in you, and you say, who? You hear, say, hey, Mercy, now you be this. Mercy is now merciless. And if you observe, she has not still changed when she comes to church. Pater Nostra. Yeah. Now, I'm not trying to talk down Mercy. Are you people get what I'm trying to say? Oh, of course, it's this Mercy that I mean. The other Mercy man, she does not do Pater Nostra. Where is she? That one, if you see her, she's... See her now, Mercy, come let us see so that you understand what I'm saying. Of course, when I say Mercy, I hope your mind is not... It's not this Mercy media. See her now. If you want to know somebody can talk, you can tell now. See her face. Mercy, she's a pap. She's representing her nature. See the other Mercy I mean. Come. Saint Mercy, pray for us. You see? Pater Nostra. So look at two of them now. Who can talk in these two people? Put your face up, let them see. Who can talk? No, literally speaking, not that maybe you didn't know them before. Who do you know? Who can you take and talk from what you are saying? Everybody will say Mercy. And maybe Mercy cannot talk, or can she talk? I think she's representing. Okay. This one, and she looks. Does Mercy talk? Hey! Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. You see, I'm shocked. Hey! I think I'm Mercy today. Say, hey! Meaning I asked a very wrong question. Pastor, no even go there at all. Oh. How can I in my life think Mercy can talk? So you see, for you now, who is you see, we just even helped you. So that if you are coming to Mercy, not so that you will not come again, oh, so that when you are coming, you will come with an open heart, knowing that Mercy can talk. All Mercy na Mercy. Go to your seat. So you see, some young men are like that though. See, have you seen one day in church before? You went pastor teaches, she's like this. She's always like this. But any, you talk one thing, she go hold your mouth, squeeze her. You always think there's something special. You see, that's why if God gives you a wife, thank God. See, I've learned that, you know, many years ago. You'll be thinking, the greatest mistake is you start comparing. Until one day you are passing and you discover something, you just say, Father, I thank you. Truly, truly, you would have not been able to marry the other person. The person would have run from the houses. Or you would have run. And I'm not saying because they are bad people. They are different people for different people. Sometimes it's not that they are talking too much. It's their refusal because that's not their destiny. Everyone says, I can marry a prophet. Why can't I marry Prophet Simon? You think it's about sitting with me by the side? Mommy, Gio, and Papa Gio. Imagine me and Prophet sit down, we go march. That's not about it, though. When we go home, can you hear everything I say? You think it's about sitting here? Can you finish, remove all your account when you want to do project? You can empty it. Then when you ask me, how will this thing be? I'll say, don't worry, the Holy Ghost will come upon us and the power of the Holy Ghost will overshadow us. And somehow it will work. Say, Pastor, what will we eat tonight? I say, don't worry, let's declare a fast. Can you come? Can you stay there? I mean, you will pack back to your mother's house and eat food. So I don't go die for this house and they go to my mother's house, go chop lunch. Then when you come back, do you think Prophet will allow you to come? Say, so you went and disgraced me. You could not allow this consecration to pass through you. You couldn't be hungry for the Lord. You are telling people that I cannot feed you. Say, I'm Prophet. What if this one? Prophet, you are a vampire. Mm-mm. That's the route. We can never be caught on fresh. So it's not about only the sitting down here, Mommy Gio, Papa Gio, I can preach me too, I can do this one. No. You will follow the man of God through the different seasons. Are you all listening to me? So don't be deceived. Some people are like that. If God said that's your wife, sometimes they may not know how to talk properly. It's fine. It's very okay. But it doesn't mean they should be like that forever. It's okay at the status quo. Trust God so that they start talking well. Don't be. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? And let me say this before I continue teaching on the secret place. See, never be here as a man or a woman. The funniest things you will do in your life, funniest thing you will do, say, God, give me a virgin to marry. Don't be like that. As a Christian, are you listening to me? You know what I said now, if some people see online, they may judge me wrongly, but I know what I'm saying. You can ask with style, what's your genotype? No problem. How will you ask with style, what's your body count? Who do you think will tell you? And if they tell you, can you take it if it's actually plenty? A lot of times when God brings somebody into the church and they are truly changed, forget about the past. Are you listening to me? Just forget it. Say, this guy used to live in Away Street. And they say he was a courtist. Are you sure he's still is a good? You are seeing that the guy is serious with God, is, and you are trying to look for his past. Or you are trying to look for the lady's past. And some funny boys in church are sitting there looking for this. Forget about all of those things. Are you listening to me? This is for somebody. Sometimes the ladies God will give you may not be talking nice. They may say you have big head. Calm down. It's just one time they've insulted you. It may be 10 times. It's still okay. If it has not reached 77 times 7, calm down. And I'm not saying they should continue what? Insulting you. But I'm saying that when God gives you a man and a woman to marry, there can be problems. Some of them may have strong head. Serious one. Say, come and stand here. Say, for what? Me? Stand where? Who you be? Who goes you? See? Now me, in the doctor. Now you. What you go if you do? Say, prophet. So I saw that I called you prophet, though. I can't take this again. I'm going down. I'm leaving this relationship. The insult is too much. And you see how Satan does things, how he brings disorder. Listen, immediately some of you have this problem. The next time you go on Facebook, is that gege that will just come on your timeline. That gege. You just had a problem with your lady in a relationship, gege will just come. What does a man gain in a relationship? What? What does he get? Nothing. Sufferness. So, really? Then he says things like, I can sleep around with any lady I want, but I will not marry. Is that God's wisdom? Are you all listening to me tonight? All of these demonic things, you subject them in the secret place. You gain capacity in the secret place. You subject them. What can make you as a man see women and not turn your face like this? It's the secret place that will make you. If you keep on staying in the presence of God, all of those impulses, they will die. It is they that wait, not they that wish. They that wait. Lord, I wish not to sin. You still sin. But if you wait upon the Lord, it will not happen. Are you listening to me? Stay in the secret place. And one thing you must understand is that you cannot hide anything from God. You can't hide what? Anything from God. If you think you are hiding it from the church or your pastor or HOD, you are just deceiving yourself. God knows it. And you'll be amazed. You know, there's a story about Bishop Aremu that was one of the pastors that was retired, but he's still working with Living Faith. Do you guys know him? It was said that many years ago he was working as the church accountant. Many years ago. But he felt in his spirit that he's supposed to be a pastor. So he told his wife, instead of night devotion, morning devotion, we'll start praying 2 hours or more every night. He said, because I sense the fire of God on my inside. And he started praying. To cut a long story short, somehow Bishop Oyedepo picked him. He picked it in the spirit that the guy is supposed to be a pastor. The man of God, sorry, is supposed to be a pastor. And he called him and anointed him a pastor and sent him to the city that he saw in a vision. Hallelujah to Jesus. Did he tell Bishop Oyedepo anything? No. He picked it, he started what? Preparing himself. What am I trying to say? If you have secrets, you are doing nice things, you are doing in the secret place, God will announce you to open. If you are doing dirty things, God will keep you stagnant, even in leadership position in church. He will not allow you to rise and come and influence people with your bad character. He has been in church for 7 years. Do you know what he has been doing secretly in seven for 7 years? We may not know, but God knows. And that is why the person may have not been a leader. I'm not saying for everybody. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Imagine you come to church and you go back home and you talk about leadership so bad. You talk ill of leadership. But you come pretending you are okay, you are cool. You think God will allow you to come into leadership position? Never. Because he has seen you in the secret. He has seen you talking. That's why somebody will come under you in the same department. Stay like 2 years. God will now inspire your leader to bring that person up. You who have been there, you are still there. Why? Anything they do in the department is not good for you. Every decision they take, you don't like it. If they cough, you don't even like the way they cough. Everything they do is bad. You have a problem with leadership. You can never be a leader. He's seen in secret. But you see that brother always pray. He doesn't even want it. That sister always pray. They don't even want it. They just want to come and sweep church and go. They just want to come for their rehearsal and go. They don't want anything close to leadership. They honor God and honor their leaders. And truly don't want anything. They are the ones you'll be surprised at the end that God will pick. The HOD will not even know why he's picking them. Many years ago, we had an experience like this in church. There was a brother. In fact, some of the pastors were suggesting, "Ah, pastor, sir, we heard you want to anoint the pastors. We know this brother will be part of it." At the end of it, they were very shocked. As I was praying to come and anoint, in fact, the people I wanted to anoint, I don't think I even told them really like that. I just told them to bring bottle of oil. I didn't tell them that I was anointing. I said they should bring one. What I used to do, I used to empty everything on their head. So that day I just came and I called 2 of them and I prayed for them. I anointed them pastors. I'm surprised that same person, he was there. What he consigned me, I did not pick it in my spirit that I should be a pastor. We didn't know that he had been doing some secret nonsense in church. To cut the long story short, after a while we discovered he has been talking with ladies in church. He's a very old guy, talking with small ladies in church, trying to find his way with one or two ladies in church. When I knew it, I was mad in my spirit. But I thank God, because somehow I picked it that is not supposed to be what? A pastor. He that seeth in the secret shall reward where? You. Somehow,
Everybody was shocked who was a leader. This person is not a pastor. This person is not a pastor. People that came behind him, pastors now. And sometimes it's just divine. It's not like you did any problem. Let me balance this. It may be that your call is not to be what? A pastor. Are you listening to me? Simply divine. And it's only God that knows. Not even Prophet Simon knows everybody in this church. I'm a prophet, but do I know everybody in this church? I don't pick everything. Are you listening to me? I don't pick it. Sometimes with time, when you are at the peak of the thing, that we may come and won't pick it. God may never allow us to pick it at the beginning. But God knows everybody. You want to marry, God knows every man. You want to marry, God knows every woman. You have to trust Him. You can't be in the secret place and make a relationship mistake. No, you can't. Why do anointed men make mistake for relationship? Because when they get into the secret place, when you already have what you want in your mind, even if God is speaking to you, you will not see it. That's why some anointed men make mistake in relationship. Are you listening to me? Hey, are you listening to me? That's why. Even anointed women, I beg you, all of you, especially women, strip yourself all of those perspectives you have, parameters for a man and a woman, and for men, women, strip yourself all of those parameters. If it's in your heart, you will hardly not make a mistake. You will hardly not make a mistake. And I'm bringing a new perspective, not because it's a new perspective, this is God's order. I did the teaching here. Don't be saying, I'm 21, I want a man that is 38. You know, I don't even know what is happening in this world. You are 22 or 21, you want a man that is 32 or 35. All of a sudden, you don't mind if the man is 2 years behind you. Which one do you want? They say a younger guy can marry an older lady. They now say, okay. Some ladies now say, okay, I want a man 10 years older than me. Me, personally, I believe God cannot do things like that. It's my own perspective. God is no Igbo. God is not Yoruba. He's not thief. They say in our culture, if a man is not 10 years older, they don't think the man is qualified to marry a woman. God is not part of your culture. If a guy is senior you in 1 second, what did I say? What did I say? How many seconds? He can be your husband. Guys, am I preaching good this whole of you? He can be. The problem sometimes is that ladies can get bigger than guys, isn't it? That's a major problem. Or they can look older than guys. If you are looking older, it's not a blessing. Work on yourself. Yes, I just got some people now. You want me to lie for you as your pastor? You want me to lie for you? You know, tell your neighbor, say, pastor, hurt me with the truth. Hurt me with the truth. Hurt us with the truth. Better the wounds of a friend than the kisses of an enemy. I'm your friend. Let me tell you the truth. Sometimes this bigness you have as ladies is not a blessing. It's a proof of laziness. If you walk out start jogging. Why is your stomach is? Why? Hold down stomach, go back. That's not how it goes back. Pastor, calm down. It's hot. Reduce the volume. Then you went and buy one stomach, this thing, tightener. What did they call it? You know how I knew this thing was serious? I had a friend. I said, what can I buy for you, for your kids? I'm coming from Makurdi. What should I buy? He said, pastor, what you buy for me that will make my family okay and life good is that you buy this thing that ladies used to press their stomach. He called the name. I said, that's what will make your family. He said, sir, my wife has been disturbing me. I started laughing. I said, take your wife to the gym. He said, me too, I don't like gym. So just buy it. Let's just, by faith, know that the stomach is inside. But we know somehow that is, you know, if you remove it, we'll come back to reality. But if you press it, don't you observe that most ladies, their stomach used to get big? She's just 19, stomach is big. She's 21, stomach is big. They will now be saying, just walk out. Christian ladies, walk out. After you are done with Bible study, go and walk out. Who told you you cannot walk out? I feel one kind preaching this. I hope people are not hating me in your heart. Guys, do you like what I'm saying? Even Christian guys want their ladies to walk out, isn't it? You to walk out as guys. At least, a brother met me before I closed. He said, sir, can you please talk to my sister? This is yes, she's not married. I said, so what's the reason? He said, sir, me and my brother, I will not lie to you. Sir, my sister is too fat. I'm not saying you are fat. Some of you thinking now. He said my sister is too fat. And he said, even if it's him, he will not marry his sister. In my office, I said, you see with him. He said, sir, please. I said, don't you tell her, sir. Sister, there's nothing. I won't promise to be giving her money yet. She went once and she rested for like 2 months. He said, sir, but I know if you say it, she will hear you. But me, she will not hear me. I had to call for a meeting. Then I said, tell your sister your mind. And while he was saying it, I now added my own volume. Before she started hearing us, are you listening to me? It's not bad. And as men, walk out too. A relationship summit would talk about the benefits of walking out. But it's important you walk out. The reshape in heaven that you have will be revealed when you walk out. Just like you walk out your salvation, the real you in heaven is revealed. Walk it out. Even as men too, men. Some men that have stomach, why? As a man, you have stomach. See, pastor, should we not have stomach? You know what I mean. What did happen to six packs? Come up here, come to this realm. Even with your pastor, I have everything. What are you waiting for? I hope you are getting blessed, not just laughing. So be very careful. Are we together? You know, there's one part I want to hit in this second service, and let me hit it before we go. In your work with the Holy Spirit, right? As you are subjecting wrong thoughts, there's one thing I've seen that kills young people who have potentials to become something in God. Firstly, let me hit prayer. If we are praying, alright? Pray with the whole of your heart. Don't just pray. Pray with what? He said, if you seek me with the whole of your heart, you'll find me. Refuse to be distracted. Let me hit it before I hit that last point. Refuse to be what? In church, pray with the whole of your heart. At home, off your phones. Pray. You want to see results in your prayer? Pray with the whole of your heart. For you, you already understand the word of God. So I can boldly tell you, if you pray with the whole of your heart, you'll see God in manifestation. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? I forgot to hit that. When I was trying to close the first service, I now remembered. Then this other point. Don't talk to ladies and don't have unnecessary conversation and relationship. You know, for many years in church, this is one area that most HODs have spoken to me about. Sir, we saw this person and this person talking. Sir, we saw this person and this person talking. And you never see me call the people necessarily. You don't see me say, this person and this person, they reported you come to my office. I don't really have that time. You see me come to church and I'm teaching sometimes because of what I know, and sometimes, of course, prophetically I'm teaching. And I'm saying in my heart, when I'm done teaching for 2 months and they don't hear, bring them to my office. It is when you don't hear that I'll say, come to my office. I hope you know God is watching you. You are receiving hope. They are ministering hope to you. You are receiving. You are laughing, happy, talking funny, funny things. How do you work with God and enjoy your work with the Holy Spirit? How? What if you mistakenly marry that lady? Or mistakenly marry that girl that's not your husband? Because as you are falling in love, you are creating bond. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? creating bond as you are talking. The bond is becoming stronger. Some of you, the reason you love your ex is not because they are God's will for you. That's the first woman you ever loved. You have never known love before in your life. It's the truth. Do you know some ladies who are enjoying too much in relationship, they will beat them, they will come again. Slap them, they will come again. When they enter into a new relationship, they will be taking anything. They are the understanding girlfriend. Do you know that? Church, talk to me. Do you know that? Most people don't realize. For me, I don't support brutality in marriage. If they are doing you mortal combat, brutality. Next week, I'm going to do a very serious teaching that will cover marriage. Do you know divorce is not against God's will? They beat you, divorce. I hope you know. They blow you, divorce. They punch you. It's consistent. Maybe it happened one time, you forgave. Happen another time, you forgave. Your eyes is almost coming out. That same eye again that is swollen, it is trying to heal. They now punch it again. Now it has sour. Have you seen ladies' face that sour before? Listen, if you divorce, you go straight to heaven. And you have a special chair with God. It's not a sin. Are you listening to me? God did not tell you to marry an animal. You know, one time, one of my friends came here and he thought one thing. I questioned him. Said you can endure for love. When your husband beats you, endure for love. Why they told me, I called him. We went home that same night. I said, I heard you say people should endure for love. He said, Pastor, you were not there. How did you know? I said, he gave me an update. He said, this is your people here. I said, well, what I mean is that don't just break. I said, see, Pastor, if my sister marry you, you touch my sister, I will carry her and take her away from this country. She will never see you in her life again. That's rubbish. And it's true. They are beating you. They are telling you to endure for love. They not. In fact, is it something like die for love? Was it the same person? Say if you die, you died for love. They only love. But meanwhile, be careful at this point. This thing I'm saying about talking to yourselves. Are you listening to me? Be careful. Be sure of who you are supposed to marry. Imagine Krista talking to a chair every time you are talking. You now fall in love. Do you know you fall in love if you keep on talking? Maybe she's not your kind of person. He's not your kind of person. If you keep on talking for long, you will fall in love. It's true. Who has the best friend here in this church? Who has the best friend in this church? Okay, if you have a best friend outside this church, wave your hand. You people don't do best friends. You have a best friend, wave your hand. I did not say bestie, I mean best friend, like same gender. Okay, if you have different gender best friend, let me see your hands up. It's not a bad thing at all. You have different gender best friend? Hey, wahala de. Mama Tio, come and see. No, we'll see after service. Your case is different. Because of somebody raised their hand, I will not talk what I want to say now. So let me just respect myself. But if you have best friend, why are they your best friend? Who has best friend? Raise your hand. Let me see you again. Why is your best friend your best? Is a woman co? Why is she your best friend? Where did you meet? Church. Is it this church? Who is your best friend? Bestie, stand up now. So touching. I hope your best friend is not another person's best friend. Before they start getting angry in this place, you don't agree, say Krista Ben are your best friend. So me and you now waiting. Alright, why are you, met firstly in church? Okay, did you ever stay together? You stay together? So the moment you met, you started staying together. How did this start? You started talking? You just started talking. Okay. Was it amebo? Okay. No. I know you guys have never done amebo, right? Alright, so you're just talking without I'm a ball. Alright. They are laughing. Probably I'm a ball joint. Just small. Sometimes, okay. Just little touch of amebo. Because what is best friend without amebo, right? Now some ladies say, I want make God give me man one if they do amebo with. So they talk, they keep on talking. They met in this church. They were never, I wanted to say they were never designed from heaven. Probably they were designed from heaven, but they met in this church. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? They started talking and all of a sudden they are what? Best friend. Simple and short. Imagine you started talking to a man like that. The way you were talking with her. That's how you'll be best friend with the man. Then you enter a relationship. That's the power of communication. Every day, this brother is talking to that sister. Every day, this brother, you will fall in love. And if you fall in love, it will affect your secret place. Instead of staying with the Holy Ghost, you're in video call. Tom, let me see your hair. Oh, that's so nice. Now you can't pray again. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Then God cannot use you. We're talking about revival. Revival to the nations. If you are distracted, how can God use you? Not just God use you, potentials on your inside. Take for instance, you're a software developer. How many programming languages can you write on now? 7. The ones you can write on very well is not 7. So how many can you write on very well? 3 out of 7. He can write on very well on 3, meaning there is still work to be done. Imagine this man now fall in love at the wrong time. When he's supposed to be learning programming language, he's professing love. Then one day his mate will be celebrating 2 years as the best programmer in the world. He's celebrating 2 years of relationship. 2 years anniversary. You people should check it out now. Check it. Is it nice? Am I saying he will not marry? There is time for everything. If God said, do not, thus says the Lord, that's your wife. No problem. And if she's your wife, she will not affect your programming. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You learn how to curtail yourself. In relationship, ask Mama T, she was telling me, Prophet Simon, when will we see? Ask her. She said it so many times, Prophet, when will we see? I want to talk to you. I said, I will not say, I want to see you and talk to you. Then I will laugh. I said, let's meet. Okay, let's meet. We can see today. Because there was, it was church first. Ministry first. Are you listening to me? And I was excited because I knew she was wired for such a purpose too. If she was not my wife, it would not be a good relationship. Kuna jinako. So do you understand how best friend friendship thing started? You can sit down. So if you are talking with anybody, whether within church, outside church, and it's not your person, the person designed for you to marry, you are putting yourself in trouble. I told his sister, when was that? I told her, I said, how is your relationship, your whatever you are considering your relationship? She was so shocked. And I said to her, finally, I said, if you are considering somebody for marriage, be afar, don't be close. If you want to pray to God concerning somebody, don't be talking with the person consistently. Your discernment will be affected. Give yourself distance. Let's say 4 months, don't talk to the person. Let's see how you feel about yourself. If you are okay, start praying about it. If you pray about it, at that point, we trust God, you will see with clear eyes. I even get what I'm trying to say. But you are in talking terms, you are praying. If you observe, you'll be under, you'll just be feeling pressure, you'll be confused, you'll be getting slim. What is your problem? Say, I'm trusting, I'm praying. You are praying and you are talking. Are you listening? Be on your feet, let's pray.
You deserve the glory and the honor, and we bless your holy name, for you are great. You're the like you, then you are great.
Consistent. Wave your hands. Wave it up. Okay, the rest of you have not been consistent. We're going to have an impartation on Tuesday. It just dropped in my spirit. Alright? It's going to be an impartation service. So invite your friends, right? Invite your friends. Let the flyer be ready today evening. Post it. Invite all of your friends and impartation service. And I trust God touching the sick specifically. Touching the sick very specifically. If you know sick people, you can come with them. Is that okay? Tell a lot of people about the program. Is that okay? So see you on Tuesday. Father, we give you praise. We thank you for your wonderful atmosphere. Thank you for your word. The entrance of your word in our heart is a light for our path, a lamp for our feet. In Jesus' gracious name, we pray.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's Word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.